program you are about to hear, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
This is Bob's Lifetime Funhouse, the Lifthone Institute edition. You are listening to WREK Atlanta 91.1 FM, tough guy.
That's the voice of the students at Georgia Tech.
Indeed it is, sir.
Thanks for tuning in tonight. We're talking about
ice, baby.
It's a perfect time, you know, middle of summer.
What, to talk about ice?
Yes. You're sweating, got poison mosquitoes buzzing you.
Lemonade.
Oh, what a cool, refreshing drink.
Where would you be without ice? Well, hell, you saw Ice Pirates, right? With the giant space
harpoon? Yeah, yeah.
Ice was pretty important. Yes, you saw Dune, didn't you, you geeks?
They saw Dune.
Yeah, I mean...
They read it. They read the whole damn thing. Oh,
Dune
Duncan Idaho getting blown up off the bridge. You know.
Dune versus the Great Potato Phantom.
Frank Herbert should not have named one of his sons Frank, because Frank Herbert Jr. Is continuing this madness. Him and someone else are still hammering out the Dune.
But I'd rather Frank Herbert and his kin than the Elrons, although they're still putting out books even though he's dead.
Well, his son tried to take down the freaking church.
Good for him.
Suffered mightily for it, so...
Oh.
Clearwater, Florida.
And see, now you've segged it back into the ice and water
ice
theme of the
and
show.
Water, yes.
Clearwater, Florida.
Clearwater is ice, or I guess it could be water with nothing in it.
True.
Yes.
True.
Global warming.
Penguin.
West. Tundra.
Eskimo.
Polar.
Tundra.
Icicle.
Polar.
Polar.
Solar.
Wet.
Solar.
Icicles.
Avalanche. Sea.
Tundra.
Eskimo.
Arctic.
Wet.
Ocean.
Ocean.
Avalanche.
Hurricane.
Margarita.
Penguin.
Icicles.
Global.
Eskimo.
Iceberg.
Global. Eskimo.
Hurricane.
Iceberg.
H2O, no!
Raincoat.
Ice.
Solar.
Ice queen.
Fridge.
Global.
Fridge.
Snow cones.
Snowflakes.
Avalanche.
Hail. Margarita. Ice age.
Snow.
Snow.
Penguin.
Water.
Snow.
H2O,
no!
Ice
age. Penguin.
Wet.
Eskimo.
Ice queen.
Doctor.
Ice queen.
Moist.
Ice cream.
Snow no.
Wet.
Ice cubes.
Wet.
Wet. Water.
Ice brew.
Sea. Eskimo.
Wet.
Wet.
Polar.
Polar.
Hurricane.
Solar.
Penguin.
Icicles.
Avalanche.
Global
warming.
Eskimo.
Hurricane. Tundra.
Global warming.
Raincoat.
Raincoat.
Global warming.
Avalanche.
Margaritas.
Tundra.
Iceberg.
Penguin.
Ice
Solar.
Ice
queen.
Frigid.
Snow cones.
Snowflakes.
Avalanche.
Margarita.
Ice
age.
Snow.
Snow
no.
Water.
Snow
no.
Moist.
Ice age.
Moist.
Eskimo.
Wet.
Ice cream.
Ice cream.
Moist.
Ice cream.
Wet. Snow
no.
Wet. Wet.
Ice cream.
Ice
They made me do hard work. They followed me around. And they lived underground. They weren't very tall. Through the tunnels they crawl. They hit stock with a pickaxe. These dwarves really kicked ass. Ice dwarves from underground. And of course, they'll take you down to the ice caves beneath the earth, to their underground city of ice. Frost in his beard. He demanded I kneel. So I asked, what's your deal? And he replied with a wallop. So I cried out and gave up. I was totally theirs. A slave to some dwarves. Ice dwarves from underground. And of course, they'll take you down to their ice caves beneath the earth, to their underground city of ice. Underground, and of course, they'll take you down to their ice caves beneath the earth, to their underground city of ice. Ice dwarves from underground, and of course, they'll take you down to their ice caves beneath the earth, to their underground city of ice.
Does heavy water freeze? Ionized water?
I assume everything freezes at some point.
Did you see that Batman movie, the old one with
Adam West?
Adam West. Basically, the Penguin, as played by Burgess Meredith, the late, great Burgess Meredith, he had his goons dehydrated, which is the whole crux of the evil plot, was they're going to dehydrate the United Nations, right?
I seem to remember something like that.
To kidnap them. Mm-hmm. So his goons were dehydrated, and he disguises himself as Commodore Schmidlap and gets taken into the Batcave.
Okay.
You geeks out there, you can call me if I...
I'm just blindly going along here. I've blocked all of this.
They get rehydrated in the Batcave to fight Batman and his minions.
Sure, he's okay.
But he accidentally uses heavy water, which makes them molecularly unstable. Mm-hmm. So when they get hit, they just disappear.
Activity, running water.
Reef for dog, sniff.
You're just in time for
Reefer Dog versus the Sinister Kilo Blaster.
Dun dun dun.
We join our hero Reefer Dog and his police handler, Officer Cluster Kemper, using the bathroom.
Good boy, Reefer Dog. Way to do your duty. What's that, Reefer Dog? Something smells funny at the fish factory. Oh, Reefer Dog, that's just the fishmongers. All right, Reefer Dog, let's go check it out.
At the fish factory, the sinister Kilo Blaster...
Dun dun dun.
...is tweaking his latest fiendish plot.
It's crystal clear. I can make top dollar smuggling uncut cocaine in these sushi freezer trucks. The smell of raw fish will keep those pesky drug dogs at bay. Yes, yes, Operation Blowfish will make me a very rich man.
Not so fast, Kilo Blaster. Dun dun dun.
Who the devil are you?
I'm an officer of the law. Kilo Blaster. Dun dun dun. You are under arrest for suspicion of interstate drug trafficking. Reefer Dog, no!
Looks like your dog is blowing you off for some pussy, copper. Hands up!
Reefer Dog loses interest in the cat as soon as he finds Kilo Blaster's tremendous stash of cocaine.
Reefer Dog, no! I give up! Call off the dog!
Reefer Dog, heal! Kilo Blaster, you're going to be incarcerated for a very long time. The only blow you'll get in prison is... Okay, Reefer Dog, let's go shake down some prostitutes.
Reefer Dog, Reefer Dog, Reef, Reef, Reefer Dog, Reefer Dog, Reefer Dog, Reef, Reef, Reefer Dog, Reefer Dog, Reefer Dog, Reef, Reef, Reefer Dog, Sniff, Dog, Sniff.
All right, Jeff, you want to play something on the guitar you got there?
If you like it.
Just whatever you'd like to do.
How about
the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald?
You gotta get the wicked compressor on this thing. You gotta hear it just drops out when you make the noise.
Big Licky said never give us her data when the gales of November rot under Columbia. The ship was the pride of the American side. The captain and the crew were well seasoned. And when they dropped dead, it was a terrible day when the gales of November rot under Columbia.
Not for children.
Oh, I'm supposed to say that Jessica is a frigid bitch.
Oh, we're talking about frigid because the show has to do with ice and water.
Ice, baby.
I don't listen to our own show.
Me neither.
Why would you?
I just give it to the editing monkeys, and they take care of everything.
If you ever hear bad post-production on any pre-prepared pieces for the show, how do you like all the P alliteration? But if you ever hear bad post, it's the monkeys. It used to be Derail. he left the monkeys here, and we have to spray them down with hoses to keep it thematic here. We're back with the water.
Frozen monkey.
Ooh.
Frozen monkey pops.
Mr. Ice Cream Man, do you have frozen monkey paw?
150.
We'll be right back.
We're 98% water.
We sure are.
You know, when global warming happens, the body temperature of humans will raise from 98.6 to 98.6 and a quarter.
Hold up. I think we're out of ice.
Uh-oh.
But we're ankle deep in water.
Global warming? What does that mean?
Uh-oh.
I thought we were due for another ice age.
Yeah, but that's after we melt all the ice.
Oh, no.
Baby.
What happens to all the people on land at lower altitudes?
Well, they all move to Colorado.
And they have snow and you can ski and that's icy and watery. So Davy Jones's locker's underwater.
Hell yes, it is.
Maybe we'll all go to Davy Jones's locker once the sea levels rise.
I think the locker will come to us.
Ooh, it will float up from the watery depths and say, hello!
We'll have Davy Jones's underwear and his sports watch and his duffel bag.
Everything he used on the 1967 Monkees tour.
Yeah.
That's nice, too. We're back to the Monkees. You better edit that out, Monkees. Why is global warming going to happen, and why do people deny it?
Global warming is happening because of our ozone-killing ways, crap belching out of factories.
And cars.
Yeah.
And SUVs. Cars.
And cars.
And diesel trucks. Yeah, they actually pay farmers to pollute.
It allows more ultraviolet radiation, which is
through
violet.
UV, that's why your sunglasses block UV
right.
rays.
And that's why skin cancer's on the rise. So, temperature goes up, ice melts, humans go away.
And the temperature's going up
goes
because...
back down. So, we'll get over this thing, though. Don't worry.
It's just an evolutionary hump, people.
I've seen Waterworld. All we have to do is drink our own urine and build strange catamarans out of metal, which somehow didn't sink to the bottom of the ocean when the world flooded, and you're fine.
I think you should just support the Green Party. I mean, it's a party, people.
The Sands of Comedy Scenario 24!
In these modern times, the human animal and its mutant relatives prosper in a world of convenient excess. They grow lazy, lapping the marrow of content and fondling themselves in front of glowing boxes. But what happens when such niceties are removed? When the placid human animal is pushed to its mental, physical, and emotional extremes? When every most basic necessity is rare, can men survive the Sands of Comedy Scenario 24? Does the dull spark of the Yankee spirit linger in each wayward soul, or has it been smothered beneath an avalanche of ding-dongs and Twinkie cakes? Can the primal man still emerge when called upon, or blah 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 blah?
Stupid map! Why don't you line up with the terrain? Oh, I guess I shouldn't have taken that left turn at Albuquerque. Oh well, I'll just put it in fifth and stop talking to myself. Oh, you Yugoslavian piece of garbage! Well, I don't want to waste any daylight. I'd better get walking and see if I can find a mirage.
And so another doomed soul wanders into the stifling embrace of the shifting sands. Johnny Punch Me, you fool. The harsh desert bitch cares not for human concepts of mercy. And, oh, you lucky tit, you found some people.
Hi, I'm Buster. Buster Nut. What's your name again?
Johnny Punch Me. Why does that keep happening?
So you're out of gas, huh? I sure can't help. All I've got here are my servants, my camels, my booze, my girls, and my film equipment. I'm shooting a documentary in the scenic desert. Look at the girls. Not one over 15, and half are related. It's amazing what $100 will get you in some of these third world countries. Hey, you ever considered being in a porno? I got nice fluffers, too.
No thanks,
No, that's cool. No worries. Tell you what, grab a beer and stick around a bit. We have to wait for nightfall to reduce the glare. Hey, have you ever thought of being a fluffer's assistant? It's not that glamorous, but the baby oil really helps keep away the sand mites.
Looky, we are. Coochie Baloo.
Fake fur isn't going to cut it, Tweet Tweet. She has to look like a real antelope girl. Shave one of the camels, and keep it around for the finale. I love show business.
After a day of porno-tearing, a flaccid sun wanes and a pearly moon rises. The shifting, scorching sands release their heat, and the desolate environment becomes almost peaceful. Except...
the pack humans seem restless.
That's because I'm here.
Gooba gaba.
Gooba boobo flea.
Who are you?
I am Hassan Isebado, heir to the Sebado cartel. You gentlemen are lost, no?
Yes.
No. Tweet Tweet, is he cool?
Be coolest, buona.
Sit! The thing about being lost is that you don't know where you are, yes?
Sure.
Well, you're with me now, and I know where I am, so you are no longer lost, my friends. Understand?
Maybe.
No.
I have a little something that will make your current situation much less troublesome. Turkish hash.
No thanks, we're...
Hash is the magic goo that is real good for you. Please do not misconstrue what this will do to you. Smoke hash too ease your mind. A quick release you'll find from your current bind, else you'll be left behind. Are you in? Are you in?
Yeah, sure.
Hash is the magic goo that is real good for you. Get hash inside of you. Hash is a magic tar. Now I replace sitar.
Mm-hmm.
Where am I?
Looks like Hassan and your servants packed up and left.
With the supplies. My girls. My booze. Did they leave any tracks?
No, just a bunch of footprints.
Damn.
And so Johnny and Buster continued their journey, without food or water, toiling under the powerfully oppressive direct sunlight that unrelentingly reflected off the scorching desert sand.
Yeah, I think they've got it now.
So what do we do now?
Well, the way of the local people is to wander until we die.
I don't like that plan.
Hold up, I gotta take a leak. You want any?
I'm not falling for that again. Sounds like you sprung a leak.
Down here, goddammit!
Snake, yes! Is that another snake in your pocket? Or are you just glad to see me?
I'm just glad to see you.
Where did that rim shot come from?
That's what she said!
There it is again.
What?
I said... Oh, forget it!
Why is this snake saying anything?
Don't talk down to me, Leggy! I'm here to help you!
Yeah? You have any gas?
Not anymore! But I know someone who could possibly help you get some fuel!
Where?
Go west for another day or so! Look for a dune shaped like a big ass! And shout, Biggie Wiggy One Pump Pooey!
Why?
Oh, no reason, really. Just blow this magic whistle.
Thanks.
The Lizard Queen will be summoned, and she might assist you further. Now, scratch my belly or I'll kill you both. I'm very poisonous, you know. But when you see the Lizard Queen, please tell her... Tell her that Rory sends his regards. Be sure not to piss her off, or I'll catch hell from the Union. And, that's too low. Stop it! Haven't you ever seen a hemorrhoidal vent before?
And so our intrepid explorers garner an inkling of hope, a frightening monstrosity pointing down the rickety sand-paved road of danger towards a fanciful destination.
If that snake was lying about the lizard, I'm pissed.
I think once we're at the top of this dune, I can drain another snake, if you know what I mean.
Not really, but I like it. Hey, who is that third who walks behind us?
Where?
On the next dune. He's waving.
Fellows, wait up!
I see a hamburger waving a pickle.
Fellows!
I see a giant cooked turkey.
Fellows, I have been following very close... Snake, the hemorrhoids, a goat sprinter, $15.99. Not interested. Cheap bastard.
What is that you're carrying?
Oh, this. This is for you.
Really?
One of you, give me your heart, and it can have all the ice it needs for me to get it home. You fellows are close to death, da? I have right fellows, do I?
Yeah, we're the doomed guys, but I'm still using my heart.
Me too.
I know. Maybe the Lizard Queen has a heart for you.
Oh, you are close to death. Why didn't you say you were delirious? Lead on, comrade.
What cruel god imbues his creation, man, with the arrogance to believe that he, a lowly facsimile, can conquer the boundaryless depths of their own creator's sadistic delight? For our three tenacious gadabouts, this false pride leads them even deeper into the searing teeth of a monster of their own vanity. Listen to the petty mortals gasp for mercy beneath the fiery wrath of a stern deity.
I'm gonna kick that snake's ass.
Yeah, right in the vent. Should've known never trust anything without feet. Fills me with...
Roid rage?
We're all gonna die!
Ah, that's the spirit! All going to die! All dead fellows! Soon?
Never! I paid $100 for those kids, and that damn lizard's gonna get them back! and you're gonna get your gas, Johnny. And Zootroy, you can just go ahead and cut me open. I'm done.
Well, if he's out, I'm out.
Yes, fellas, that's the spirit! Here we go! I've got just enough ice left!
But just then...
What the?
Impudence! Quickly to Jihad!
Hey, flying imperialist pig! These are my organs! This is my airspace!
Huh? Don't tell me we're saved. I was finally gonna pee.
Infidels! I have scoured the Doom Swale! Quickly! Climb my Crescent Moon Brand Magic Rock! Up to my Crescent Moon Brand Flying Carpet!
Crescent Moon Brand stereotypical Middle Eastern accessories. If it doesn't say Crescent Moon, it is from the devil.
Aha! We fly! By Allah, there is no time to lose! Quickly, infidels, to Baghdad! The princess shall be wed to the evil emir at the rise of the moon!
Does she work brown?
By honest beard, I... What do you mean, brown?
You know, does she do the around the world? Does she scuttle with the impaled sand crab?
Speak no more insults to the ears of Allah, infidel! We quest for the golden calf!
I drink half and half.
A little thigh would be okay.
Oh, crap! That means... Everybody off! I have corpses to look for!
Something I said?
Off! Off! Off!
I say good radish to bad rubber.
Hey, you thieving proletariat! My eyes! My eyes! Oh, this is too much for Zootroy!
Yes, quite too much. Quite too much for three fevered travelers. Vexed by the very dust they will turn into once that selfsame dust that was there previously, presumably from others, chokes their eyes until they weep, gags their throats until they retch, clogs their noses until they pick, invades their very cracks, and breaks and enters respectively into their nooks and crannies. The hellish orb that first saps them of spittle, then of sanity, will then rob them of their patience. And ultimately, their lives.
So what's the deal with your last name?
What, punch me?
God damn it, I'm sick of this. Our people have taken enough of this abuse.
You don't look Jewish.
No, I'm Irish, and ever since those English bastards gave my family this name, we've been bruised and prone.
Oh, not to worry, fellow. When the communists stormed my family's palace, they called us terrible things, too.
Yeah, like what?
I don't like the tone of your voice.
Guys, it doesn't matter. We've got bigger fish to fry.
What are you saying? I smell bad?
No, you see, in the desert, you can't remember your name. For there ain't no one for to give you no fame. La 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 la.
Great Zig Zig Zootroy, now look what you've done. You've broken his brain, you Soviet sausage smoker.
You American organs are all the same.
Your mom didn't seem to mind my American organ.
My mommy?
And just remember who kicked Mother Russia's ass in World War III.
Ah, you got me on that. Wait, you devious imperialist swine! We haven't done that one yet! Now it will be your ass bleeding, and not from poor nutrition!
Well, comrade, get ready for a free market ass-kicking!
No, wait! You two fellows know each other better. You two should fight. I fight winner.
What the hell was that for?
Zootroy made me do it.
Well, give him this for me.
No punching for Zootroy. You missed it. I made very compelling argument for you two fellows to kill each other, and I'll take the winner.
All right, then.
All right.
Come on, then.
You come on, jerk.
No, you, ass.
You're the ass.
No, now that's an ass. Come to Papa, you big sad room shaped like an ass, you.
What?
And so our squabbling trio, defying all tenets of Mr. Darwin's theory, have reached their safe haven. What burning tortures stretched across the simmering wasteland have brought them to this point?
That's it, you're fired.
What? You can't do that. I am like unto a god, omniscient and cruel.
No, really, pack it in, Pedro. We're done with you.
Deeps on spleen, deeps on lung.
Oh, Zootroy, you've got a one-track mind.
I really don't believe this. This is a new low. I hope you all die gasping.
Did you hear something?
Just the hot wind of the desert.
That's just rude.
Anyway, now what? Aren't we supposed to shout something?
Hold on. Yeah, no. Just blow this whistle.
It's a trap!
We are sinking!
I blame God.
Mom always told me I'd go out like this.
Your mom told you you would drown in an S-shaped sand dune?
The details are fuzzy. I left home young. Mom was very supportive, and Dad, well, he... Whoa!
Oh, great. Now I have to sweep up more sand. This job blows.
Who are you?
I ask the questions around here, Pasty. Is that your skin or is there a sandpaper convention in town?
What?
Alright, I'll say this once, so listen up. You are in the lair of the great Lizard Queen, all-powerful mistress of the sands. If you displease the Lizard Queen, you will be executed by my friend Ahmed over there. Say hi, Ahmed. He's shy. And then devoured by locusts. No outside food or drink is allowed in the Queen's chamber. You must be at least this tall to consult the lizard. Now, I trust you have an appointment.
Well, actually, we were talking to a snake and...
Oh, Rory? How is he?
About yay big, yay long, kinda green, forked tongue.
That's him. Does he send his best?
He sure does.
Aw, that's sweet. Now give me the whistle.
Here.
Names, last name first.
Punch me.
If you insist... Ooh, that did feel good.
That was my name.
Oh, I know. I just like it rough. First name?
Johnny.
You?
Nut. Buster.
You?
Zootroy. Crazy.
Good. Have a seat. The Lizard Queen will see you shortly.
Excuse me, do you have a bathroom?
What does this look like, a highway rest stop? Listen, I'm having to pull double duty between here and my other job, so don't try my patience, buzzard bait. Sit quietly and wait for your name to be called. Oh, hello, Dr. Bugbladder. What are you doing here?
I work here. Who are these guys?
Oh, you know, vagabonds from the wasteland.
Again?
Well, you know how it is during the off season.
Well, I've got to go. I'm late for an appointment. If the courier shows up without my antidepressants, release the hyenas.
Okie dokie, Dr. Bugbladder.
Listen, buddy, we're really parched. Can we...
No. You listen, you tumbleweed. The drinking fountain is for employees only. Sit your ass down before it's blistered, Buster.
I'm Johnny.
Whatever. Okay, dirty weirdos, the great Lizard Queen will see you now.
Let's go!
Excuse me, silly people, aren't we forgetting something?
Probably.
You need to, you know, make an offering to the Queen.
No way. I swore that once I got out of that Turkish prison, there was no way I,
Stop talking. As sweet a little tale you weave, the offering is for the Queen, who needs someplace to lay her eggs.
Well, hell, that's no problem. Everybody lays their eggs in old Zootroy here.
What?
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, these fellows are the great jokers.
Here's his title and registration.
Thank you.
Fellows, no, wait! I didn't mean to try to harvest you, I was...
Go on in.
Finally.
Hey guys, how are you?
Who the hell are you?
Doc Ellis here. I know you probably have a few questions, so have a seat and let me bring you up to speed. Ever since we opened this office, we've had a terrible whistle shortage. And as you may have noticed, we've had to resort to some pretty elaborate schemes to get them.
What is this? Where's the lizard?
Oh yeah, the lizard. Well, gents, first and foremost, the whole lizard thing was not our idea. When the directive came down to get that snake's whistle stash, it sounded like a pretty easy operation. But after a few months poking around in the sand, we realized we would have to extract them one at a time.
I don't...
That's right. Neither do we. So naturally, we exploited the beliefs of the snake religion with their pantheon of great lizards.
But why?
Well, it's simple, really. I like whistles. What's not to like? How about you? You don't do much stammering. I would think the reason for that would be obvious. You're probably right. So, can you help us? Help you? The only reason you're here is because I'm so highly medicated.
I think this guy's sane and in the brain, Meme.
All right. Charlie, is Bugsy back yet?
Yep.
Did his FedEx come?
Yes, sirree, Bob.
Great, send him in.
Okie dokie.
Hi, folks. Here's your Thorazine, Doc.
Thanks.
What the hell is this? Simple. You're both figments of our imaginations. Buster, you're here because I ran out of these babies. And so, as I take my regular dosage, adjusted for tolerance, like so...
What the hell did you do to him? He just wanted his horse back. Where's my gas, you madman? Really? Your type just doesn't know how to listen. No matter. As soon as I find a vein here, the accidental, I swear, overdose that brought you on will be no more and... Yeah, there we go.
So it was all just a dream? What a ripoff!
Well, Bugsy, I think we've learned a valuable lesson this evening.
That's right, Doc. Take it from me, kids. Only retards huff gas, and you don't want to be a retard. Do you, Tubby? Do you? I don't think so. Just like the president says, steer clear of the magic elixirs under your parents' sink.
Good night!
Nah, this time. When you say Stitcher, this is a Stitcher song of my own. I sing it for the communist people because I want them to shine. And I made it by the Communist Party. And this song is outside the sun. Now, you don't... In older times, you used to drag spiritual song to Baptist people down south. Way back in my grandfather's time, but now it's kind of on a swing. And then when they swing, you sing them. And he'll go out shine the sun. I shine the sun, no Lord. Your name is called, and your name is called, I shine the sun.
So everybody buy bigger and bigger cars, maybe convert to diesel, and spray aerosol deodorants directly into the sky.
That's right.
All day long.
Contact information.
If you would like more information on the Lymph Node Institute, Bob Slacktime Funhouse, or the Church of the Subgenius, be prepared to contact via the following addresses.
Got that pencil ready? I've always got my pencil ready.
You can contact the Subgenius Church, standing astride the country, with 1 foot in Cleveland and 1 foot in Dallas. Contact them at
P.O. Box 181417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118-1417. Or visit them online
at
subgenius.com.
Another fine lymph node production!
They say the worst smell in the world is a dead body, but actually the worst smell in the world is 6 billion dead bodies. The good news is, it goes away in a couple weeks. Good night.
You have heard the following in the following order. H2O No, an excerpt from Vivaldi's Winter from his Four Seasons, Reefer Dog versus the Sinister Kilo Blaster, The Butthole Surfers with the Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, Joy Division with Ice Age, Devo with Through with Being Cool, Mr. Bungle with Desert Search for Techno Allah, and of course, The Sands of Comedy Scenario 24, and Lead Belly with Outshine the Sun.
Say, right along at your fin in that sheet, and all those large sand loads and smear, you know, close it.
I heard something incredibly ridiculous. How did you see it?
Snuggling on my ass, snuggling on my ass.
What? What's the matter?
What?
No, what's the matter?
That's not what's the matter.
Jack Frost roasting on an open fire, chestnuts nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung like Eskimos. Everybody knows tiny thistles all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. And every mother's child is gonna sleep, every reindeer on his way, and so I'm offering this simple phrase kids from 1 to 2. Although it's been said many times, many ways, we'll find it hard to sleep tonight.
What the hell do you think you're doing?
Superior mutants!
Repent!
Quit your job!
The world ends tomorrow.
And you may die.
Well, no, probably not, but whatever you do,
just keep listening.
The Church of the Subgenius could save your sanity with...
Are we controlled by secret forces?
Do you ever get the feeling that free will is a joke?
Do people think you're strange?
Do you?
Then you may be on the right track.
Are alien space monsters bringing startling new worlds?
Jehovah is an alien and still threatens this planet.
Now, at last,
the step-by-step process is revealed.
This is it. The only faith that promises action,
thrills,
success in sex and business.
Get all your slack and more.
Every Saturday night at midnight, right here on
WREK Atlanta,
Reverend Ivan Stang presents The Hour of Slack.
And we at the Lymph Node Institute will always strive to inoculate you against tomorrow's psychic plagues. Good luck with that.
You know who you are. You know you have a problem. How it's all slipping away under your feet like quicksand into an agonizing vortex of lies and pain and stupidity. You know, life. Life sucks, and we understand. We're the Church of the Subgenius, and we're here with proven therapies that can help you survive your daily hell march by giving you the ability to laugh in the face of the horror. Indeed, to laugh your guts out. The Hour of Slack and Bob's Slack Time Funhouse deliver a solid two-hour dose of psychic medication to armor you against the deadly friction of your everyday existence. That's midnight Saturdays on WREK Atlanta. The Hour of Slack and Bob's Slack Time Funhouse from the Church of the Subgenius. We don't know exactly what we are, but we know for sure that we're not them.